Okay, my name is Peter Roman. I'm from Saarbrücken, but I'm a computer science student in from Trier. And the program I am I'm showing you is Metasapia, and that is the topic of my master's thesis. Okay, so which button is this? Okay, so just a quick overview of my presentation. At first I will give a motivation for why I wrote Metasapia. Then I give an overview of the graphical user interface of Metasapia and show an interesting new widget which I designed for navigation. Then I will show how to create a music folder, so folder type, and then I give this show the status of the project and give a few future outlook. So there are a lot of type-specific file browsers in existence, like FSpot or Rhythmbox, which allow you to manage your either your pictures or your music collection. They introduce extended concepts like tagging, metadata, and fast searching. They have type-specific file actions, and they have appropriate views for the content. So pictures are shown as thumbnails, and music is shown as a list of files with artists and song and so forth. But these programs are only limited to their specific file type, so images or music. And Metasapia makes tagging, metadata, and these features available for all file types. So it's an hierarchic file browser with these extended concepts built in. So here you can see the graphical user interface. It is written in Ruby GNOME, and the backend is metadata database called Tracker. It's an indexing and searching engine with a database built in, so you can put your own metadata into the database, which is then used for searching as well. You can add flexible possibilities of making a metadata search query. You have virtual folders, which you can define yourself. It has folder typing, which I will explain later. And you can easily view and edit file metadata down here. You can add your comments and tags and a rating and edit the other metadata like they are built into the files as well. There are a set of user extensible actions, like for example here this is an image file, so you have the rotate left, rotate right, print, and a slideshow features, and there is a predictive folder tree for navigation on the left, which is a new widget which are designed for navigation. And I called it Metasapia because Metasapia and Sapia are called a cuttlefish in English. They are in the same family as Nautilus, the GNOME file browser. And since Metasapia are able to change their color and adapt to their environment, I thought it was an interesting name because my user interface also adapts to the file types and folder types that are currently shown. So the actions are adapted, and the search queries are also adapted to the shown file types. This was wrong button. So in Nautilus, the GNOME file browser, you have a few. You have lots of widgets for navigation. You have a lot of menus with important places, the history. Here again, in the back history, a bookmarks menu with bookmarks you can set yourself. Then you have toolbars with here again a few important places. Then you have these breadcrumbs navigation where you can switch to parent directories. You have sidebars again with the history, again with important places and bookmarks. Here you have the a tree representation of all folders in your file system. So there are a lot of widgets for doing the same thing, but each in a different context. And what I have done is I combined these into one widget. So the goal was to show all places I may want to go next in one context. And I did that with a sparse tree, which displays places from these sets. So I have the current directory, which is always shown with its parent directories, then mount points, which are important, then other important places like home, trash, desktop, which you always want to see. Then the tree is enriched with last visited places, so the history, and with places that I often visit from the current folder. So when I visit a folder, he remembers from which folder I visited it, and then that is stored in these folders, and the next time I visit the folder, I know exactly which folder I visited next from the current folder. And these are shown. And then if there's space left, because if you just start the program, there's no history, so then there may be a place left in the widget, then there are places I often visit. Here you can see a little animation where you how the widget adapts to the current directory. So here I go into the directories for the first time, and then if now he goes to my home directory, and then the one of the subdirectory is shown instantly because I went there after being in the home directory. Okay, then next topic, creating folder types. I added the concept of folder types into my into Metasapia. A folder type consists of a name, a MIME type, and an icon. As a default view configuration, so for example, thumbnails or list or whatever. Then optionally some saved searches, which are also called virtual folders, each with their own view configuration. So you can have the top 25 last used documents in a list. Then you have some folder actions like a slideshow in a picture folder. You can also add some templates, folders, or files which are shown in the when a folder with this type is shown. This is here you can see a music album. You have or a music folder. Here you have saved searches like songs marked with party or 80s music. You have a metadata search where I have a search field added for artist. You have two actions, burn CD, play album. And here you can have some properties, set some properties of the folder type. You can also say that the icon consists of one of the pictures that are inside. So if there is a cover.jpg in the folder, then that will be the folder icon. You can also imagine another other types, folder types, like software project, where you have an action for make, make install, or configure. But you can extend it quite easily. The status of the project. What does work? You can browse the file system. You have three configurable folder views. You have the predictive navigation tree. You can view, edit metadata, and can do full text searching and build complex metadata queries. You can not execute these queries at the moment because Tracker doesn't support XSM. That's a search language or a search interface, and but that will be added in the coming month and will work then. The menu actions and toolbar actions do not do anything at the moment, but I will add that in the coming weeks. Opening files is also quite easy, but I haven't done that yet. And the type manager is not quite ready. So it's really alpha state at the moment, but I think it's there are interesting concepts, and okay, for the future, I expect that file browsing, file management will leave the hierarchy principle and will go into more to tag and search principle. Apple is doing it, and I expect that that is the future. But I think we have to learn these new features before leaving the hierarchy-based file management approach. And so I think this is a good way to bridge the gap between these two concepts. MetaSapia can also serve as a GUI for the MetaTracker, or just Tracker desktop search engine. It exploits more features of the search engine. And I hope that the community will help to extend the type system with useful folder types. And also, I could imagine the predictive folder tree can also be interesting for other projects. Okay, thanks for your attention. If there are questions, there are 3 minutes left, so ask me or ask me later if you want to have a personal question. Yes? Pardon? I expect it to be useful in, let's say, a few weeks or a month. Yeah. Yes? Yeah? No, it never shows scroll bars. So in a normal tree where you have the folder tree, you have always have to scroll over and you see a lot of folders which you do not want to navigate to. And the predictive folder tree is a sparse tree, so it only shows trees that are that are important or maybe interesting. Yes. Another question? No? Okay, then, thank you for it.